I'm Rachel Otwell. The Illinois Governor's Mansion is recently renovated and has reopened for tourists who tend to go for the historical significance. As I reported on, there's also a reason for art enthusiasts to check it out. It's a bright and sunny morning when I arrive at the mansion for a tour of the new Art of Illinois exhibition. But first, a look from outside with Justin Blanford, curator of the mansion.
The mansion is a symbol for our state, you know, and for our residents, a symbol of leadership.
This is the country's largest governor's mansion, 45,000 square feet, and built in 1885, also one of the oldest. But it had fallen into disrepair in recent years.
It was, I think, in some ways related to the condition of our state, you know, and it paralleled that. And that's unfortunate.
That is until Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and his wife, Diana Rauner, made it a priority to renovate to the tune of $15 million raised privately. Some of the trees and other plants in the sprawling yard were uprooted, making for a clear view of the home from the street.
It's no accident that the area has been cleared. The sunlight, and you know, as you're here with me right now, is shining on the mansion. What you're going to walk into now is a world-class, fully functioning museum.
Inside, other changes, like an educational area focused on civic responsibility. Head upstairs and there are two floors of artwork on display. One focuses on decorative arts, chairs, lamps, mostly things with utilitarian function. We're going to focus on the other, where a few dozen works are on display, mostly paintings. They include pieces created in the 1800s on up to 2016. Blanford hands me off to Kaylor Housinga, who helped install the exhibit. We start in the music room. Just right here, there's a 3D piece that's framed, and there's a sculpture, and we're standing right in front of what?
A very innovative harp from the late 1800s by Lyon and Healy, which is a Chicago local company that still exists today and produces harps.
Also in this room, a console radio from 1920. Its decorative wooden cabinet is about 4 feet tall. A couple feet away is the dining room with colorful large paintings, including one by Rudolf Weisenborn.
Weisenborn was, like, obviously interested in non-representational abstract painting. This just happens to be his image of Chicago. Without trying to represent buildings or streets, this is a matter of shape, color, gradation.
We turn the corner into the so-called Lincoln Room, where one of the pieces depicts a Native American figure painted on a skateboard. To find out more about it, I ring up the artist, Chris Papan, a longtime Chicago resident whose own Native American heritage includes Kaw, Osage, and Cheyenne River Sioux lineage.
The painting is of an Osage man. His legs are elongated. He's kind of like standing in outer space. The reason his legs are elongated is it's a reference to the Osage creation story where the people came from the stars. And in order to get to the earth, they stretch their legs out.
The piece is titled Drop Into Creation, an allusion to the story and a term in skateboarding. Papan says he was hesitant to participate in the exhibition as he's not a supporter of the current governor.
But at the same time, I had to put that aside and say, well, you know, this is more for a representation of Native people and a representation of who we are as contemporary people rather than political affiliation.
Overall, inclusion was a major consideration for the exhibit, so says its co-curator and art historian, Wendy Greenhouse, which is apparent in the breadth of work on display.
Portraiture, landscape, abstract art, art that represented different stylistic schools and periods, and art that represented lots of different kinds of artistic identities. So artists of color and women artists in particular was something that I was very focused on. And that is not difficult to do because we have had fantastic artists from outside the mainstream of white male artists.
The art will be up through January, and the goal is to continue to show various collections at the mansion. Site curator Justin Blanford says that's what the changes are all about, opening up the so-called People's House to the public and sharing the beauty of the state. As for the best artwork on display, as we stand outside gazing up at it, Blanford seems partial to the building itself.
The mansion itself, exactly, and it truly is beautiful. I mean, it's designed in the Italianate style. John M. Van Alsdell began designing it 165 years ago.
All these years later, it's been through many iterations, including a major expansion in the 1970s, Now it enters a new era as, among other things, a public art gallery. I'm Rachel Otwell.